Start reading verse number 1, chapter 5 of Mark's Gospel. And they came over unto the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because they had been, that he had often been bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. When he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him and cried with a loud voice and said, "What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not." For he said unto him, "Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit." And he asked him, "What is thy name?" And he answered, saying, "My name is Legion, for we are many." He besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Now there was there nigh unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding, and all the devils besought him, saying, "Send us into the swine, that we may enter into them." And forthwith Jesus gave them leave, and the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine. And the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000 and were choked in the sea. And they that fed the swine fled and told it in the city and in the country. And they went out to see what it was that was done. And they come to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. Would you help me pray one more time? Gracious God, we come to ghost and fire to come by and to help us in a great and a mighty way. Dear God, in this service, I pray, God, we're dependent upon you in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. I want to preach tonight, amen, a thought that I've never preached before. But I want to preach, amen, on living with scars. Living with scars. Amen. To me, this is one of the greatest and, amen, interesting stories of the New Testament of a man that was bound with sin, a man that was full of the devil. Amen. That God came by his way, that he had compassion upon him, even when he was preaching to the multitudes and he fed them, that he knew that there was one man on the other side of the sea that needed deliverance, and he took time out, amen, just for that one man. I tell you, God's got time for each and every one of us tonight in this service. But I thought about this legion. I tell you, at one time, amen, Brother Lynn, I don't know exactly how old this man was or how old he is at this time in his life, but I do know that somewhere in his life that God dealt with his heart, amen, while he was young. He didn't wait till he got 40 years old before he began up to talk to him and to deal with him about his life, amen. But Brother Jimmy dealt with him when he was young. I really believe that, and that's the way God does us all tonight. He starts dealing while we're young. I can remember when I was about 10 years old when God came by my way the first time. Why? Because my heart was tender. Amen. He could talk to me and he could try to do something in my life. Amen. I believe that this man was a young man when God dealt with him the first time and he came by. I believe if you would search it out, amen, it said here the Gadarenes, but I believe these were descendants of those that went into the promised land. They were of Gad and maybe of Dan, the two tribes that did not go into the promised land. They were wanting to stay outside of what God had promised them. They wanted to stay out and say, "We'll just take our inheritance right here. We'll go and help you find and possess the land. But this is where we want to raise our families, right here." And Moses allowed them to do so, or amen, or Joshua allowed them to do this. And we know, I believe, that these are the direct descendants of them. Amen. Now they're feeding swine, something that was unclean to them. Why? Because they never went on. Amen, into God's will. And that's a different message. Amen. But Brother Jim, this man, I believe, was a young man when God dealt with his heart. I tell you, friend, today, amen, long as you've got the blood applied to your
your heart and your life. You cannot be possessed of the devil. You may be oppressed in him at different times, but long as you're under the blood, amen, you cannot be possessed. But somewhere in this young man's life, he rejected Christ. He rejected him, and these demons began to enter into him, amen, and take over his life. And I tell you tonight, I would really like to try to tell somebody and deter some young person tonight in this service. Are you really prepared to live with scars in your life? Amen. The Bible lets us know about this man's life. Upset at nighttime, he was tormented of the devil, and it would drive him out there in the cemetery. Amen. He would cut himself. He would cry out. I tell you, that ain't no way to live. Amen. Out there in a God-forsaken world. Amen. Without God in your life. Amen. A cutting yourself. Amen. Trying to find some relief. I'm glad that there's safety in the house of the Lord. If we'll just call upon Him and make up in our minds that we're going to serve God. Amen. But this man, he was demon-possessed. Amen. And he cut himself, and he made scars upon his body. I believe maybe inside, the reason I believe that. Amen. He began to cry out saying, God, I'm wanting some help. I'm wanting some deliverance. And Jesus heard that cry. Even though he was on the other side of the ocean, he heard this man's cry. And he came and delivered him. Amen. It put him back in his right mind and clothed him and done a work in his life. And man, the Bible said when they came, he had him sitting down, clothed and in his right mind, delivered by the power of God. But I want to tell you something, friend. He had to live with some scars in his life. He had to go back home. He wanted to go with Jesus. He wanted to follow Him. But I really believe the reason God left him behind to be a testimony, amen, to them other young people, to them other people in that town, of the delivering power of Jesus Christ. But he had some scars in his life. Amen. I looked up, and like I said, I don't usually write a bunch of things down, but a scar means a mark, amen, where a wound hath been, amen, to make a deep cut or to cause deep, unforgettable pain. I tell you, that's what the enemy desires for each and every one of us in this building, amen, to cut us so deep, amen, and to give us unforgettable pain, amen. I'm glad that God forgives, amen. He has set us free. He'll change us, amen, and give us meaning and direction in our life. But that devil will never forget your past. He'll never leave you alone, amen, as long as you're trying to serve God. He'll always remind you, amen. He'll always bring up things, amen. But I tell you, you don't want to live with scars in your life, amen, when you ain't got to live with them, amen. Tonight, I tell you, amen, I'm about to get over my nervous spell. Maybe I can settle down and preach tonight. Amen. But I tell you, young people, you don't want to live with scars in your life. Amen. I tell you, I see. Amen. I'm from Alabama originally. I wasn't raised in a holiness home. I tell you, every young person been raised in holiness. You ought to lift your hands and thank God every day that you had a mom and daddy that loved you enough to get you up on Sunday morning. Amen. On Wednesday night. Amen. To make the pallets on the floor and take you to God's house and to shield you from the things of this ungodly world. You ought to be thankful in your heart. Amen. I wasn't raised that way, Brother Fred. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something. I chose the way that I went. Amen. Didn't nobody make me. My daddy raised me in Assembly of God Church up till I was about 15, 16. He made me go to church. Amen. I had a knowledge, Brother Lynn, about God. Enough knowledge. Amen. I could have served Him. I could have lived for Him. But I chose the way that I took. And because of that, I've got scars in my life. Amen. The devil will not let me forget. Amen. Things I've done, places I went, things I was involved in. I have to live with them scars every day of my life. But thanks be unto God. Amen. When He saved me, He saved me. Amen. 15 years ago almost. Amen. Amen. There's still victory. You can can't make it tonight. But you know, we're living, Brother Ed, in a generation where I see a lot of young people, it seemed like, amen, they're rebelling against the way they was raised. Come on now, help me just a little while. Amen. Y'all let me know if I preach too long, but I'm going to tell you, I see young people that just can't wait until they get old enough to get out from under mom and daddy's roof and to say, I'm going to do my own thing. Mom and dad's too hard, and they won't let me do nothing. You know what they're trying to do? They love you. Amen. Enough to say, hey, I'm going to put some restraints in your life. I don't want you to grow up with scars. Amen. That you have to live with. That you have to lay down with every night because you would not listen, because you went your own way. Amen. I tell you, I was raised in a home. We pretty much, you know, daddy had restraints on us. My daddy was a good moral man, but I'm going to tell you something. My daddy drank all of my life. He wasn't just an alcoholic, but you know, he drank every, amen, up throughout all of my life. I've rose up in a home, amen, where cursing, amen, was just an everyday thing. Amen, around alcoholics, uncles and aunts, amen, that drank alcohol. I tell you, that's not a way to, amen, grow up. That's not a good lifestyle. Amen, but I tell you, I've got these memories in my mind, amen, of all of these things that the devil, Brother Lynn, just a lot of times won't let me get rid of, even though God forgave me, amen, sanctified me, filled me with the Holy Ghost. Devil ain't gonna quit trying, but I tell you, you've got it made here tonight to be able to come down to this campground and hear anointed preaching and men that love you enough to tell you the truth and try to reach for your soul. But we're in a generation where just quick as I get old enough, I'm going to move out. I'm going to get out from away from mom and daddy. That way I can do my own thing. I graduated high school when I was 17 years old. And I went to my daddy that summer, Brother Lynn. Me and a couple of my buddies, we decided we was grown enough. We wanted to move out and get out. That way we could do what we wanted to. I went to my daddy and said, Daddy, I'm ready to move out. I'm 17. I'm out of high school. I'm going to get me a job. And Daddy said, well, son, you're out of school. Just go ahead. And we moved in this house. And I tell you, from that time when I moved out, amen, that way I could thought I could do what I wanted to. I tell you, that's when the devil really got a hold of me. Amen. I tell you, young people, amen, stay with mom and daddy as long as you can. Amen. Stay with them. Love them. Respect them. Amen. They're trying to keep you, amen, from having scars in your life. Amen. So I moved out and I done my own thing. And I tell you, there's many regrets tonight. But I tell you, if I could tell somebody tonight and try to keep you from getting the same scars that I did, I tell you, I wish you would heed to my voice. We're living in a generation of young people that's got rebellious against mom and daddy. Amen. Against the word of God. I tell you, we need the Holy Ghost to come tonight, Brother Kyle, and touch hearts again with old time conviction power that they can realize, amen, what's out there in that world. Amen. I'm going to tell you, there's a lot out there in that world that you don't want to mess with. You don't want to fool with. Amen. I know a lot of our younger generation, they don't understand holiness. Amen. They don't, you know, understand why. I got a young boy working for me right now. He started going to a church, been praying some. I tell you, I've been trying to witness to him. I got him at the huddle house today, and I give him Brother Conway 101. Amen. The church he goes to, amen, they don't tell him it's wrong to go to places of the world. It's all right, you know, to mix and mingle and go out there. They're not telling him that. They're not warning him, Brother Steve, about what it can really cost him. I began to pour my heart out to him and tell him why we don't have television. And why we don't go to worldly entertainment. Amen. Because I wanted him to know he didn't have to live with the same scars that I have to live with every day. If he would just only submit his heart to God now. Amen. Sell out to God now and say, God, I'm going to serve you. God, while I'm young. That way when I get old, amen, I won't have all these scars in my life. Amen. And I began to tell him and explain to him
I believe in explaining to people why we believe, Amen. Not just get up and bless God. If you do this or you do that, you're going to hell. Amen. But take time to explain to people why we believe like we believe. Amen. Why we dress like we dress. Bible said we're tempted when we're drawn away in our own lust. That's the reason we preach modesty. Amen. To our young people, our older people. I'm telling you, it ain't just the younger generation having a problem with that in this hour that we're living in. I began to tell him why. Amen. That we believe. Amen. To dress modest. Amen. That way when you're dressing modest and you're looking like God wants you to look. If somebody looks at you and they lust in their heart, God ain't going to hold it to your charge. Amen. God ain't going to look at you and say, well, if you hadn't done what you done, if you're dressing and doing what God wants you to do. I'm going to tell you, it does matter. It matters how we live. And I know that this ain't popular in this hour that we're living in. But I tell you, I got some friends tonight, Brother Lynn. That's a young married couple, got two children that I love dearly. At one time, I seen the blessings of God in their life. And tonight, they're at a church. They had separated, went away from God. Why she cared, amen, their two children to church. He said, I ain't got time. I got to work late. He'd be at home on the internet looking at pornographic pictures and watching movies. Amen. She come home one night and called him. Amen. Now that's a scar in their life. And now their home is almost tore apart. Why? But nobody wants to hear nothing about that. Nobody wants you to take time to mention that if you play around with sin and do things you ain't got no business of doing, the consequences it will cause you after a while. But I'm telling you, the burden on my heart. Amen. God blessed me when He brought me here. Brother Lynn, I didn't deserve the wife that I got tonight. Amen. I didn't deserve them four beautiful babies I got tonight. But God blessed me and loved me. Amen. With all the rotten things that I've done, I did not deserve that tonight. Amen. But I tell you, God blessed me with that in my life. But to look at my children and thank God, please, God, don't let them do the same way Daddy did. That's the right reason I want to carry them to church. That's the reason, amen, I want to tell them they can't go to the places of the world and do like everybody else, because I don't want them to grow up with scars in their life. But you know, a lot of people have scars tonight if they would only listen. I'm sure there's many that could get up and testify tonight if we had time and tell about things in their life. But I'm going to tell you, this young man, this legion, God saved him. God set him free. He broke the chains, but he had scars in his life. When he went back home, Brother Lynn, God forgave him a clean slate. I believe there was a many people, what's that scar? How'd you get that scar? What took place for you to get that scar, Legion? They may have even called him that name. Amen. He said, well, one night I was in that grave, and I was in that, amen, graveyard. And I began to cut myself. I began to do things vile unto myself. I'm going to tell you something. The devil ain't no respect to person. You think, amen, well, I can handle it, preacher. Amen. Mom and daddies are praying for me. I tell you, that devil's making a bid for your soul. Young lady, he just soon run your testimony tonight. Young man, he just soon run you tonight if you would just give in to him and make you have to live with scars in your life. And I'm ashamed of it, but I was real rebellious. Amen. Before I got saved, when I was 22 years old. But I tell you, I done some things I never thought I would do that my daddy told me I knew was wrong. And I thought about now, I've got to live with it. And the devil, you know, torments my mind many a time. Your children's going to do the same thing. I know the Bible said that what you reap, you're going to sow. But Sister Mary, I got all that under the blood and Jesus forgot about it. My children have a chance tonight by raising them in the house of God and teaching them the ways of God. They don't have to make the same mistakes I made. Young people, I love you tonight. I don't want to see you grow up with scars in your life. Some of you young boys getting at that age, amen, 16 years old, 17 years old, fix to start driving. I tell you, that devil's already making plans for you tonight. But I tell you, you can make a difference. You can stay saved. When I got saved at 22, everybody looked at me and said, I would never make it. I would never make it past 3 months, Brother Jim. I had an uncle that rode me hard after I got saved. Me and him used to do do a lot of things together. He said 3 months, you'll be right back. Amen, Brother Lynn, February 27th, amen, 2010. I'll be 15 years, amen, that God has kept me. So young people, I was at the age I could do anything I wanted to do. But God saved me, and He set me free. But don't live with scars in your life. You're not prepared for the scars the devil can leave in your life. Amen. I tell you, and I said I'm ashamed of this, but I felt God deal with my heart. And I ain't proud of it, Brother Fred. I had some young people just the other day that, you know, I didn't even think, no. Brother Steve looked at me and said, Brother Conway, no, you wasn't one of them. Did you have your ear pierced? And I tell you, I wanted to just crawl up under a bench somewhere. I said, yes. I went that far in sin to go and do something like that. I had hair down to here at one time, and I'm not proud of it tonight. But I'm going to tell you, sin will make you do things you normally wouldn't do. Amen. Out of rebellion, a man told me I wouldn't do that or I wouldn't keep my job. And I said, I'll show you, I'll do it or bust. I went in there and I put it in my own ear and just pushed it through and put the back on it just to show somebody, amen, I'm a man. I'll do what I want to do and rebel against authority over me. And now I have to live with the scar every day. It won't grow up. It won't go away. It's there every day. Every day of my life, it's there. When I look in the mirror or somebody looks at me, they notice that. And it's so a shame, Brother Fred. Oh, I feel so bad about it for my children. My precious little girl, Sister Rochelle, I have to look at Daddy and see what Daddy one time was. That's the reason I want to live holy in front of them. That's the reason I want to show them there's a better way. You don't have to live with scars in your life. But preacher, you just don't know. When I get old enough, I'm going to go do my own thing. It don't matter. I tell you, if you rebel against the Word of God, the devil's going to destroy you. He's out there waiting right now. Amen. I've never seen a generation that's so intrigued with the things of this world. Amen. When I come along, we didn't have computers. They just started coming out with the Apple computer back when I was growing up in the 80s and early 90s. You know, they just started coming out with these things, but there was plenty more out there in that world. But I tell you, you don't have to be guilty of it. I know y'all get tired of hearing things like that. It just looks like some of you's bored already. I'm going to tell you something. The MySpace and all these things, you don't need to do that. All these pedophiles and all these perverts getting on that internet looking at your pictures. You don't think they can try to find out who you are? They can. I don't understand why that you want to broadcast your life among everybody in the whole world to see. I don't understand that. Amen. But you know, y'all do. And amen. And oh, I don't want to hear that today, but I'm going to tell you, it can save you from some scars. It can save you from some scars. If you will just pay heed to what I'm trying to tell you tonight. Because I'm going to tell you, I live with them every day. And I thought about, you know, there was a man in the Bible by the name of David, a man after God's own heart. David loved God at one time in his life when he was young. He growed up and he loved God. But David done a gross sin against God. And a lot of time when you think about David, you think about Bathsheba. You come on tonight, you think about the sin that David committed. David had to live with that scar the rest of his life because of that sin. Then he tried to cover it up and sinned again and just kept going down the line until God said, hey, David, that's enough. You look at Samson, anointing of God, to do what God wanted him to do, but Samson was a rebellious man. I'm going to do it. God said, leave him alone. Why does God tell us to leave the things of the world alone? It ain't to be cruel to us. It ain't just to throw us out there, Brother Joe, and say, ain't nothing for you to do. But it's that way we can go to a heaven after a while. Where, amen, if we got sin in our life, we can't go to heaven, young people. There's things that we can enjoy in this life. There's places, I believe, that we can go, that we can have a good time and fellowship with one another that won't bring scars in our life. That God has let us do, amen. But we've got to be willing to say, God, I'm going to do it your way. I'm going to give my heart to you the way you want me to give it. Amen. I know some of the young people at Westside has heard me say this, and I preached a little bit of it. Amen. I wasn't raised, like I said, wasn't raised in wholeness. I'm going to preach my heart. Like I said, I hope nobody falls out with me anyhow, but I'm going to preach my heart tonight, young people, because I don't want to go home tonight knowing that I didn't say what God told me to say. Amen. But, you know, people don't understand, well, why can't we go here, preacher? Why can't we go to the, amen, entertainment of the world? I mean, when I first got saved, and my wife ain't here, I can tell this. But I went on a blind date before I moved here now to Georgia. I went with my cousin, Brother Lynn, and his wife, and I went with this young lady on a blind date, and they wanted to go to Bowling Alley. I said, okay. Because I hadn't been saved 2 or 3 months, Brother Jim, so we went down to the Bowling Alley. And you know, far as just taking that ball, rolling it down that aisle, knocking that pin down, I didn't see nothing wrong with that. But you know, there was a little still, quiet voice that began to talk to my heart while I was doing that, Sister Mary. And I began to look around me, and there was people behind me over here. They had a bar in that bowling alley. Most bowling alleys do. Most of them play worldly music. You say what you want to. They do. Come on now. And Brother Lee and I began to hear that voice of deal with my heart, and I began to look around, and there was 2 men and 2 women. I can remember just like it was yesterday, and they were smoking cigarettes. They were drinking beer. They began to use ungodly language, and there I was in hearing distance. And God spoke to me and said, son, this is what I saved you out of. Not that I was no better than that lost man or lost woman. The only thing separated me was the blood of Jesus Christ. But he let me know right then, Brother Lynn, this word I did not need to be. Because he brought me out of that. He delivered me from drugs and alcohol and tobacco. I didn't need to be a hanging around that atmosphere trying to serve God. I didn't need to be listening to that music again. To hear it in my ear. And I said, well, God, if you'll let me get out of here, I won't never be back. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. Those that claim to be sanctified and Holy Ghost filled, I'm going to tell you, God will speak to you the same way. Amen. He'll speak to you when you put on a piece of clothing you don't need to wear, if it's too tight or too high. Amen. Me in the same way. If you wear something that's too tight, he'll deal with you about it if you'll just listen. I'm trying to prevent somebody from having scars in their life. And I said, God, I won't never be back. And thank God I never went back to a bowling alley again. It only took one time for God to deal with me. One time. Because I'm going to tell you something, young people. I know we've got a lot of upbeat music in this world. But you know, the devil, that was one of his parts in heaven, the worship and the music. That's where he uses music against his young generation. Had a young boy working with me, and he told me, he said, yeah, what about this contemporary rock and roll? I said, there ain't nothing such. I said, it ain't gospel, and just different things, White Snake, and I'd seen them before I got saved, had hair down, looked like a woman. I said, they not gospel. I said, they ain't nothing but the devil. But young people, what you don't realize, like I said, I listen to ULS and gospel music. I don't listen to them other things, but Brother Aaron, a lot of times, riding down the road or being somewhere, the devil will try to pop a light on in my head, Brother Lynn, and there here comes these lyrics of this old song that I used to love to listen to, trying to pop in my head, and there the warfare begins. Trying to get my mind somewhere else, Brother Jim, and try to get it back on God. A lot of times you do good during the daytime keeping your mind on God because you work, you're occupied, but when you sleep at night, that's when the enemy likes to come. Bombard your mind with all the wrong things that I've done, Brother Ed. He reminded me of all them scars and all the things that I've done before God graciously saved me. Young people, are you prepared to live with scars tonight? Do you really, how many likes to be hurt tonight? Would you raise your hand? How many likes pain? Do you really like pain tonight? I didn't think so. That's what the definition of a scar is, cut real deep and unforgettable pain. That's all the devil's got for you tonight is unforgettable pain. I'm fixing to try to come to a close. But young people, you don't want to be out there in that world. I can remember, Brother Austin, the time before I got saved, all the sorry things I'd done. I was scared to go to sleep at night. I was scared somebody's going to kill me. I had a trailer, Brother Lynn, and a front door here and a back door here and hallway. I'd sleep in a beanbag at night with a pistol in my hand because I was scared to die. Why? Because I was lost. I'd done some mean and some rotten things before God saved me, young people. And I was scared that somebody was going to come in on me and kill me, and I was going to hell. You want to live like that? You want to live in a trailer without no windows in it just because I want to be able to drink and do what I want to do at 17 years old, live in a trailer that part of the windows was missing out of it, roaches in the floor. Come on, no heat, no air conditioner. people in there you really don't know, amen, living in the same house with you. Is that some way you want to live, young person? That ain't no life to live. You've got it made tonight. A mom and daddy that bring you to church tonight and bring you to a youth service, you've got it made. I'm going to try to close with this. Somebody would come to the piano. Young people, look at the memories you've got tonight. Mamas and daddies coming to these altars of praying with you. My daddy just died a year ago, this Father's Day, on Father's Day. Well, Jim, I ain't got them fond memories of daddy coming to the altar with me or coming in there when I was a little boy and kneeling down by the bed. I ain't got those memories, young people. Memories I got coming down the hall after midnight drunk. Coming, getting into bed, you know, then wanting to, you know, fun around a little bit, you know, hey boy, I love you. Going, seeing him last year before he died. I don't know if he made it or not. I ain't got much hope tonight. But I'm going to tell you, young people, the memories I've got of me and daddy riding down the road drinking together, that ain't no life. That scars I've got in my mind and in my heart tonight. Young people, you ain't want to live like that. You got mamas and daddies that love you, but preacher, their rules are too hard. They love you tonight. You will look back one day and say, I thank God for mom and daddy. I thank God for a pastor that would tell me right from wrong and try to shield me from all these scars. Stand with me all over the building. God delivered Legion. God saved him. God forgave him. But I'm going to tell you something. He had to live with scars the rest of his life because of the way that he chose to live. Young person, this is the best life I've ever lived in serving God. This is the best way that I've ever found. Serving God. I'm going to tell you something, young people. You can make it. You can live a sanctified and a Holy Ghost filled life in 2009. I know school's fixing to start back. I know there's a lot out there, but you can make it tonight. I don't want to see you live with scars in your life. I don't want to get a phone call or somebody say, you remember that young person? They got out of church and now they've gone deep in sin. I could carry you to my hometown and carry you to many cemeteries of people I went to high school with that I used to hang out with that are dead tonight, that's in hell, that died drunk, died on drugs, committed suicide. Young people, are you really prepared to live with scars in your life? I feel God here in this service tonight. Brother Steve preached so good to you last night and told you what that land would do to you. It would eat up the inhabitants. That world would eat you alive. And leave you hurting, leave you broken. I'm going to tell you something, there's hope tonight. Just like this Legion, just like David, he made it back to God. Samson made it back to God. But every time he went around in that wine press, when he was pushing that old wheel around, trying to get back to God, the devil said, look at this scar, Samson. Look what you done, Samson. He had to live with all of that until the day he died. There's things I'm going to have to live with because the devil, the Bible said, the accuser of the brethren, he'll never let me alone about it. But I'm still glad there's victory in serving God. Despite the scars, despite the things I have to think about from time to time that he brings to my remembrance, thank God for the Holy Ghost. Thank God for the times of refreshing, the times of peace when God lets me have a good night's sleep. But young people, I love you tonight. That's the reason I preach what I did. I know that somebody probably could preach better. But this is what God told me to preach to you tonight. A lot of you, I'm looking at, you're getting old enough. Like I said, it won't be long. You'll be old enough to move out. You'll be old enough to get away from mom and daddy. But I'm going to tell you, you do good to stay with mom and daddy as long as you can. Stay right there. Let mom and daddy love you. Mom and daddy help you. Respect them and love them. I'm going to tell you, they mom and daddy. You may not always think they're right, but they're still your mom and daddy. And when you ain't got them, then you realize, hey, I wish I'd have treated them different. I close with this. Many night, my daddy told me after I got saved, he said, son, many night I lost sleep
till I knew you come in the house. Or till I knew where you was at, because I didn't know what you was doing, what was going on. I give my parents a lot of agony, and I'm ashamed of that. But young people, don't live with scars when you can live with victory in your life and have these precious memories of coming around these altars and the Spirit of God are touching your life. There ain't nothing out there in that world. I wish you would listen to this old preacher from Alabama. I'm fixing to turn 37 years old, Lord willing, next month. I wish you would listen to me. I've been there. I know what the scars will do. It'll leave you with no hope. It'll leave you if you don't care if you live or die, if you go to hell or not. And that ain't no way to live. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Gracious God. God, I've preached my heart tonight. God, here tonight in this service. God, Lord, I don't know the state of all these young people. God, far as looking at outward appearance, God looks good to me. But God, you know the heart of mankind. You know what's lurking in their heart. God, you know what the devil's been bringing to their mind, what he's been trying them with. God, if only one would make up their mind tonight that they didn't want to live with scars, that they didn't want to go that way, God, it'll be worth it. You said your word wouldn't go out and return to you void. While every head's bowed and every eye closed, I'm going to give an altar call, young people. I don't know your life. I don't know all of you. I've seen you from occasion, but I don't know what's in your heart tonight. You may have on a long dress. You may have on long sleeves, but I tell you, God knows what's in your heart. He knows what the devil's been fighting you with. What about it, young people? Do you want to live with scars in your life, or do you want to serve God? You need to make a choice. You need to make a choice. It's time that we quit playing around with God in 2009. I look out in the Calvary Holiness when I first came here 15 years ago almost. This house will be packed out. What's happening? What's going on? The devil's trying to make a bid for people's souls. But I tell you, young people, what are you going to do tonight? If there's one that's lost tonight, would you come? Say, preacher, I want to live without scars in my life. What about it, young people? What about it tonight if you've been struggling with the things of this world? The devil's been bombarding your mind and telling you, when you get it old enough, you can do this or you can do that. It won't be long and you'll be out of Mom and Daddy's house. What about it? Why don't you be honest with yourself and God? God already knows. What about it, young people? If there be any one of you want to pray before I give our general altar call, we love to pray with you tonight. I found out being a man's being honest with God. Being a woman's being honest with God. You can't hide from God. I tell you, if it was me, I'd come down to this altar. I thought just a few weeks ago, like I said, I've been saved almost 15 years. My pastor preached some messages at our church there at Westside Holiness Church, and God pricked my heart, the man of God. That morning he begged for us to come to the altar. I wished I'd have went that morning, but I knew I had to go. No, I wasn't backslid out in the world, but there were some things that I need to get situated with God. Some things I need to be more dedicated in. And I tell you, that night I knew I had to go. I swallowed my pride. I didn't care if they thought, well, the preacher's going to the altar. I went a-squalling at that altar. I'm so glad I did. Everything's been better at my house, Brother Lynn. God's been a blessing. But I tell you, that's part of being a man or a woman, admitting we need help from God. And then getting up, going to that altar. You started on an altar, you got to wind up on an altar. What about it, young people? Would you like to pray tonight? What about it, elderly people, young people, middle-aged people? Would you like to meet us around these altars tonight? Amen. It may not have been just the young people I've been talking to tonight. The devil could be making a bid for your soul. Don't matter if you're 50 years old or older. The devil still desires to have you tonight. I know a people that's middle-aged that's left their wives here lately. I know women that's left their husbands here lately. Why? Because the devil's making a bid for their souls. We're in a warfare tonight, church. And I tell you, we've set this week aside to come have camp meeting to get help from God. Why don't we just press on in and say, God, I'm going to get help tonight. I'm going to let the Lord help me. Amen. Everybody would. Let's gather around these altars and pray. See?